Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Carbon County Family Support and Children's Justice Center. And we're right in the middle of Utah's Family Month. And it runs from Mother's Day to Father's Day. We're going to talk about that and what really is the reasoning behind it and everything. And then they've got a really fun event coming up on the 10th of June. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us this day.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for having me today.
So how are things going out at the Children's Justice Center?
It's going very well. Very, very well. We're getting back into normal, and so it's been good.
That's always a good thing. So let's talk about Utah Family Month. And you were telling me that, you know, the governor has proclaimed it, and they have the different times and all that. So let's talk about all of it.
Okay, great. About 4 years ago, the Association of Family Support Centers got together, and we recognized that there used to be a National Family Month, and it has not been recognized or celebrated in many years. So we kind of took off from there. We decided, hey, let's just call it Utah Family Month. So all of the family support centers across the state, and there are 17 of them, actually are celebrating this just wonderful thing called Utah Family Month between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And each center is doing something a little bit different, but our staple is kite flying. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to strengthen the families in our community. And one way to do that is invite families to come out and celebrate Utah Family Month by flying kites, basically doing a ton of activities with your children.
And doing family activities. And even though we're kind of coming out of a time when we were just kind of cooped up and together as a family, that may not have been the case. I mean, with technology and phones and social media and everything, you can be together and not even talk to each other. And are you guys noticing that that's been an issue lately?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Being together in the same room is not the same as it used to be 20 years ago. Being together in the same room, you're in the same room, but you're all on your own electronic devices. And this is an opportunity to put those devices away and come out and do some physical activity with your kids.
And so what you guys have done is it's going to be on June 10th, which is a Thursday, starting at 5 p.m. out at the Senior Center on Fairgrounds Road. It is a family kite flying day, and you guys have everything that they're going to need, right? They don't need to bring anything.
They do not need to bring any kites. We have all the kites. They will be for free. First come, first serve. I can't remember how many kites we have. Several hundred kites, I know. We will be offering free hot dogs and hamburgers. We are also encouraging families to bring their own outside activities, kickball, frisbees. We will have frisbees there as well. We're going to have some chalk, sidewalk chalk painting, bubbles, just different outdoor activities, but kite flying is our main activity.
And so everything will be there, and you'll have, you know, dinner will be taken care of. Just go out as a family unit and enjoy yourselves and leave all the devices at home, right?
Absolutely.
And so you guys have been celebrating this, like I said, the whole month. And you have a bunch of things that you've been putting on your website and your Facebook pages. What kind of things have you been putting on the Facebook pages? And are they activities to do as families or what kinds of things?
A bunch of different things. One is bringing awareness to the community and reminding the community that we are there for them in times of crisis. And so parents need to be strengthened, and sometimes a way to strengthen them is to be a support to them. So that is one of the things that we're doing, is just continuing our awareness, and then activities that we suggest we put on our Instagram and our Facebook pages, just different activities that parents can do with their kids.
And really, that's what the Family Support and Children's Justice Center is all about.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it's taking care of the kids if they need a place to go for a little bit, and even helping out the parents as well sometimes. One of my favorite things that you talk about all the time is respite care, and mm-hmm. It's so great that you guys are there to do that. What kind of things like that do you guys offer?
With inner respite care, the whole idea is to provide an opportunity for parents to take a little break out of parenting and deal with whatever is at hand. It may be a financial situation they're dealing with. Parents may be needing a break from just the everyday stress of raising children and the stress of working full time. And so it's just a way to offer those parents a little bit of a break, an outlet to go and get rejuvenated.
And if you guys, if you can't find somebody to watch it or look after your kids, if you have like a doctor's appointment, things like that, you guys can take care of that for them as well, can't you?
Absolutely, yes. If they are searching for a job, applying for a job, they're at a job interview, we can help support them for that. If they have court obligations, medical, or if there's an emergency in the home. It could be a death in the family or a medical emergency, and you have nobody to care for your children while you attend that emergency. That's what we're here for, and we care for children between the ages of birth and 11.
And if you need them, they're there, and they offer a lot of services. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
They could call 435-636-3739.
All right. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let you get back to doing what you do out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We're talking with Shelley Wright of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center here in Carbon County. Got a big event coming up Thursday, June 10th. It's annual Family Kite Day out at the Senior Center. Get out and have some fun. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.